And if a boy is going with a girl, he is what her? He is
her friend.
Okay, but he's going with her, he's
her friend, her boyfriend.
And so they're having their what each other, maybe?
Courting. Mm-hmm.
He'd be courting her?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would you use, like, sparking? Would that be the same thing or not?
Sparking, yeah, that'd be just a common expression that they would use.
For boy and girl going together.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
Keeping company.
Okay.
Going steady, they do now. Mm-hmm. What they say now, they're going steady.
And what's the normal way you would refer to a boyfriend? Just,
oh, he's my boyfriend.
Okay. Any funny way, any other way?
Because you wouldn't say fiancé unless they were engaged.
Okay, what about a girlfriend? Anything special way? Any ordinary or sort of funny term that boy might use toward his girlfriend?
My girl.
Okay. You ever heard of Donnie? Or
necking the young man.
You what?
I say they use necking now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's another word for what? If you're necking for kissing or?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you ever heard of the term jewelarchy? A girlfriend would be a jewelarchy? Or okay, now if a girl turned a boy down, if she jilted him or something, how might you express that?
Well, maybe she jilted him, she turned him down. They broke, because she broke friendship.
Okay. Threw him over, have you ever heard that?
Mm-hmm.
Given the gate?
Never heard that expression.
What did you say, the one you say, jilted him, turned him down?
Mm-hmm.
Did you say threw him over?
Yeah, turn him down.
Okay.
Told him to go his way.
Okay. And if that didn't happen, if they went before the preacher, what would you say? They got
married.
Okay. And what would the man be?
The groom.
Okay, and then the man who assisted him would be the
best man.
Uh-huh. And the girl that assisted the bride would be the
bridesmaid.
Okay. And what's the noisy serenade after a wedding?
What's the noisy serenade?
After a wedding, uh-huh.
Oh, they get together and throw rice and have a good time.
This is a sort of a loud affair, and sometimes it might show community displeasure at the wedding. It's not something I don't think that happens anymore, but I think it used to happen more in pioneer days. They'd have a really wild, noisy party. Can you think of a word for that? What about
Shing Dang?
Okay. Have you ever heard of a chivalry?
No, I'd say Shing Dang for that chivalry.
Oh.
That's just having a big ball and a good time.
Okay. And if you were, say, at Knoxville, you had to go north to get there, you'd say, I was...
If I had to do what?
Go north, say, to get there, you'd say, I was... You wouldn't say you were